Is there a chiyuv of kibud av ha'im after the parent dies? In other words, if a person has a parent who had instructed him about a certain priority that he wants to be taken care of after he passes away, does the child have to actually heed the instruction after the death of the parent mitzad the mitzvah of kibud av ha'im? In other words, we're not discussing right now the sugya of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, divrei shchivimah, k'ksuvim usurim. We're talking about the shaila of kibud av ha'im. Is there a mitzvah of kibud av ha'im la'achar misa? So, there's a Gemara in Kedushin, daf lamed aleph on the beis, and the Gemara says, mechabdoi b'chayav u'mechabdoi b'moisai. The Gemara says clearly that there is a type of kivud that in fact exists, la'achar misa, of the parent. And the Gemara's example is, how does this mitzvah apply, la'achar moisai? Says the Gemara, if you say a shmua, if you say, let's say, a dvar Torah, that is coming from your father, you shouldn't say, my father said such and such dvar Torah. Rather, you should say, Abba Mori. You should say, my father, my master, Abba Mori, as a matter of being mechabed him. And also, you should say, Hareini kaparas mishkavai. I'm an atonement for my father's aveiros. Now, says the Gemara, this statement of Hareini kaparas mishkavai, that I should be an atonement for my father, only applies during the first 12 months after the father's demise, because we assume that a person goes to Gehenim for the first either 11 months or 12 months after his death, and therefore only during that period should the child say, after saying Abba Mori, he should say Hareini kaparas mishkavai. However, after that time period, after a year, says the Gemara, and you shouldn't say Hareini kaparas mishkavai, rather you should say Zichroini levrocha l'chaya l'mabo. You should say Zichroini levrocha l'chaya l'mabo. So the Gemara is saying that this is an example of being mechabed your father after he dies by quoting him saying Abba Mori Hareini kaparas mishkavai during the first 12 months and Abba Mori Zichroini levrocha l'chaya l'mabo after 12 months. Now the question is, how far do we take this din? In other words, is this the only application of the chiyuv of kavod after your father's death? Or does it extend to other areas as well? So there's quite a well-known tshuva from Kiveger that discusses this shiloh. Kiveger is talking about a case where a woman died, and before she died, she commanded her son to say Kaddish for her after she passes away. She passed away, and then when the son is about to say Kaddish, the father, who's still alive, instructs him not to say Kaddish. You know, he has akbada, he doesn't want it being an ayin hara for him. Whatever the case is, he doesn't want the son to listen to the mother. What does the son do? That's the shiloh that Rabbi Kiveger poses. And Rabbi Kiveger says, Tzarechi in Ladino. Rabbi Kiveger is mesupik as to the halacha. And the question is, what is the tutzdad and what is Rabbi Kiveger mesupik about? And he says as follows. He says that there seems to be a contradiction in Chazal and the Gemaras as to the inyan of being mechabed your parent after the parent dies. On one side, you have a Gemara that says, Mechabdoi b'moisai. The Gemara we just quoted in Kedushin says that you're supposed to be mechabed your parents after they died. So that Gemara seems to imply that you should be mechabed your parents after they die, and if the mother wanted you to say Kaddish, you should say Kaddish. Even if a father says not to, l'chaira, perhaps there's a mitzvah of kibud av ha'im to the mother as well. However, says Rabbi Kiveger, there's another Gemara that seems to imply that there is no chiv of kavod of the parent after the parent dies. The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara says that one is mechiv to be mechabed his stepmother. You have a person, a woman, that was married to your father, and it's not your mother. Are you mechuyev to be mechabed this woman? So the Gemara says, you are. However, says the Gemara, this chiyev to be mechabed your stepmother only applies while your father is alive. Why? Because it's not an inherent chiyuv kibur that you have to this woman. Rather, the reason why you have to mechabed her is because by being mechabed her, your father feels good and he feels appreciated. And therefore, being mechabed her, because through being mechabed her, you mechabed your father. However, once your father dies, where this doesn't apply, so there's no chiyuv to mechabed your stepmother. That's the Gemara says. So, Factory Kveger, I don't understand. Just because your father died, but there's still a chiyuv to mechabed your father. So therefore, we should say that even after your father dies, you should still have to be mechabed your stepmother, because through being mechabed her, that's a kibud for your father. I say, Factory Kveger, Chayretz Astira, is there a chiyuv kibud after the father passes away? So Rabbi Kveger says that it's totally l'chayro in the following guidelines, and that is as follows. When the Gemara says in Kedushin that you're supposed to say Abba Mori Zichreinu Levracha, that's referring to a kavod that is being mechabed his memory. That, in fact, does apply even after the father dies. You're supposed to be mechabed the memory of your parent, your mother, your father, even after they die. As I zok to Bikveger. I, the Gemara in Ksubis, that the Gemara says that there's no chiyuv to mechabed a person's stepmother after the father dies. That's because that is not honoring the memory of your father. That is making him feel good. And that's like a physical happiness, a physical feeling that he gets when you're mechabed his wife. That doesn't apply after your father dies. In other words, it depends what type of kibud. Something that's mechabed the person's memory, like saying Zichron Levracha, does apply lachar misa. And something that's, Kiveger calls, giving the father a nachas ruach, making him feel good, that doesn't apply lachar misa. Since the entire concept of being mechabed the stepmother is because through being mechabed her, it makes the father feel good, and that doesn't apply lachar misa, so the entire chiyuv ceases after the father's death. So what's the suffix of Rabbi Kveger in this shiloh? The suffix of Kveger is this inyan of saying kaddish for a parent after the parent dies. What category is this included in? Is it included in the category of honoring a memory, and therefore it should in fact apply at Levin Lacha Misa? Or no? Maybe it's included in the chiv of giving the parents a nachas ruach, and that only applies in their life, and after they die, there's no chiv of kibud when it comes to giving someone a nachas ruach, giving the parent a nachas ruach. So that's what Kibega says, v'tzarech ledina. Now, Kibega adds that there's also inyan of saving your father from bizayon after he dies. From something that's a bizayon, disrespect, something that's degrading to the father's memory, that as well, there's a mitzvah on the child to prevent the bizayon even after the father dies. And that, Rabbi Kveger says, we see from a Gemara in Ksubis, Taf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara says that it's a mitzvah al yusayimim to pay up debts that the father had incurred during his lifetime, that he hadn't paid up before he died. Why? Because by failing to pay up these chayves, it's degrading to the father's memory. It's just spasnished. It's not nice for the fathers to have this over his grave, you know, that people know that he owed people money. And therefore, it's a mitzvah yisayimim to pay up. So as Rikveger, you see that there's also a mitzvah to mechabed your parents by preventing bezayon to their memory, even after the parent dies. Now, with respect to the inyan of saying Kaddish, the Ramah, in fact, paskins that the minig is to say Kaddish for the mother, even if the father doesn't want you to say Kaddish. because Lamaisa, it's a big kavod for the mother after the mother dies for you to say kaddish for her zechus. But akoponim, that's the rule of Reb Kiveger, that it depends on what type of kibud. A kavod for the memory applies even la'achar misa, and something that gives the father a nachas ruach, that doesn't apply la'achar misa. That's the rule of Reb Kiveger. Now, if you take a look at the Nei Dibi Huda says that when there's a chiv of honoring the one parent that already died versus honoring the other parent, which is still alive, in that case, the Nei Dibi Huda says that it's certainly, the halacha is that the chiv to honor the live parent takes precedence over the chiv to honor the dead parent. Because since he's alive, that parent, it's certainly his chiv is stronger than the chiv of the for the person, for the parent that already died. That's the psak of the Nei Dibi Huda. And the Nei Dibi Huda continues by saying that it's not clear if there's bechlal, a chiv, to honor someone, a parent that dies. And he says that there's a mashmois in the Gemara that there is no chiv. Because he says the Gemara in Kedushin, the Flam and Aleph says that Ravasi went out from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel to go greet his parent, to mechabed his mother, which is a mitzvah of Kibud Eim. And then he realized and he found out that she in fact passed away. And he says that, and Ravasi says, the Gemara quotes, that had he known that she had died, he wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael to go greet her. So the Nei Dibi Huda wants to be medayik from this Gemara, that in fact, there is no chiyuv to mechabed a parent after the parent dies. Perhaps the Gemara says there's a chiyuv to say zichrein levracha, but perhaps that's limited and it's not an all-encompassing halacha, which teaches us that there's a general chiyuv to mechabed a parent that already died. So the Nei Dibi Huda says that it's bechlal not clear if the chiyuv to mechabed a parent that died extends beyond being mechabed him by saying zichrein levracha, and certainly, if it's one chiyuv for the dead parent versus the chiyuv for the live parent, it's certainly kedai to heed the live parent, since the live parent's chiyuv certainly takes precedence.